Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, I don't think we should talk about this.
Come on, why not?
People might misunderstand what we're trying to say, you know?
No, but it's a part of life.
And the radio might not want to play this record either.
But everybody has sex.
I know, but everybody should be making love.
That's true.
You know what I'm saying?
Come on.
Let's talk about sex, baby.
V's. You guys know what time it is. It's time for Real Talk with Miss V. I'm your host, Miss V, out of the D, and I've got my co-host, Greg, out of the OKC. What's up, Greg?
How are you doing, Miss V?
I'm actually doing good.
Same here. It's been a good week, good weekend.
But I mean, there's been some craziness going on, but
I know something's driving you crazy right now.
And I'm going to jump into it because I'm going to say something, and it's going to come out as if I'm racist. But I think we all have some type of racism in us. It's just the way, if you say that you don't stereotype or any of that, then you're a liar because I stereotype. But, Karen is at it again. And this Karen, I believe was in Sacramento. I saw it on TMZ, and I guess a few other people have seen it. I'll say older white woman was in a store. You don't see the video before a lot happened, but there's a black woman, and she's telling her, say it again, and she's calling her disrespectful, and she's calling her a racist. And she's like, all I did was say, excuse me. And she's like, call me an N-word again. Call me. She's like, all I said was, excuse me, N-word. And she's like, she walked up to her. She's like, I dare you. Say it again. Call me an N-word again. And she's like, N-word. And she went to pouncing on his on her ass. Now, let me get something clear to people. And I really want to get this clear to white people. White women in general, but really a lot of white people. For whatever reason, y'all still think that motherfucker in D.C. ain't going to get your ass beat. Now, this is the third one that I've seen so far. These are just the ones that's been recorded. Where y'all done got besides yourselves. Don't let him get your ass beat because he's not going to take the ass beating for you. When you go so far as to call someone out their name or tell them to go where they belong or they don't belong to certain place or whatever, you should anticipate getting your ass beat. Now, if I walked up to you and called you fucking trailer trash or white gutter slut, or heaven forbid that a white woman gets called a cunt, you would lose your fucking mind. So what the hell makes you think that you could tell anyone who is not your race, go back to where you belong, you don't know what you're talking about, and especially the N-word? Now, I know that y'all think that this motherfucker in D.C. got y'all back, saying that he pretty much has said that he's a white supremacist because now he's retweeting stuff that says white power, so he done showed his true colors. Y'all are a minority. Y'all are not the majority of white people. Y'all do not represent all white people. So while you're thinking you do, you better look at the number of white people that are out there saying Black Lives Matter and are actually protesting when there are black people around. You are a minority within your own race, and this ignorance is going to get your ass constantly kicked. Wake up, smell the motherfucking coffee, and how about if you don't like it, how about you go find another goddamn country? Instead of telling other motherfuckers to leave, how about you get in a motherfucking boat and leave your own self? I'm sure that I would be happy. I'm sure all the people would be happy. Because when you're telling people go back where the fuck you came from, you do realize that this entire country is a country of immigrants. So when you start pointing the motherfucking finger, you better check where your motherfucking people really came from. Because the only true people that belong here are the Native Americans. They are the indigenous people. So while you tell people, go back where you came from, have you lost your fucking mind? You are a minority amongst a whole lot of people. And I'm going to say what nobody else says. How about you motherfuckers pack up and leave? That's right. Most of you motherfuckers ain't got a damn passport. I know I have one. But while you're sitting here with your damn racist-ass fucking views and thinking that you're a majority and you're out here fucking lynching people and putting nooses and all this bullshit up, take a good look in the motherfucking mirror, because I'm sure one of y'all done fucked the black person. Either you're a white woman who done fucked the black man because you heard all black men got big dicks, which is a lie, or you're a white man who thinks that all black women are sluts and you thought that chocolate was going to be better. Pussy is pussy, okay? And dick is dick.
It's all
so
pink.
Why you thinking that you ain't you something that you're not and you belittle somebody? Hell, it's a whole lot of black people that probably make more money than you, and Hispanics and Asians and Arabs and every other damn culture. Take your minority
yep.
racist asses away. Okay, now that I've gotten that off my chest. How you doing, Greg?
That was awesome.
You can't even speak. I'm sorry if I offended you, Greg.
No, you didn't offend me whatsoever. I mean, it's like we are black, white, red, yellow, who knows how many colors. Doesn't matter. We all bleed and have the same blood. Genes are different, but hey, got the same blood.
I just had to get that off my chest because I'm so tired.
Mm-hmm.
And I
trust me, I know everybody. Trust me, I know
everybody. And I think that if more people came out and started telling people, you're the minority, you're not the majority, maybe they would sit the fuck, maybe they would do, like, you know, people who sit there and tell people to go back where they came from, sometimes sit out of anger, because believe me, I done got pissed at some people say, y'all need to go back where the fuck y'all came from. Let's get that clear.
Right.
But saying it out of anger and saying it to be malicious are two different things.
Mm-hmm.
Normally when I say it, it's because I'm being disrespected by another race. And I want you, minority of white people, to understand, because of you, black people get treated different by every other culture. Every other race treats us different. If I go into an Arab store, Arabs think that all black women are sluts. Koreans and Asians, they don't trust us. They think we all going to steal from them. The Indians just think they can say what they want. And some of the Arab cultures think they can say what the fuck they want to us. Everybody thinks they can say what the fuck they want to us while they're immigrants also. So thank you
right.
for making it where, regardless of who sees me, they don't see themselves as an immigrant. They see me as a fucking thieving black bitch or somebody who's going to hurt them. Or ask me if I carry a gun or have I ever been a gang. Guess what? I've never in my life been in a fucking gang. I didn't get my first tattoo until after I was 45 years old.
Mm-hmm.
You know, yes, I have shot a gun because I was in the military. I don't live in a hood, and I don't have any relatives with the name Shaquana, Shakiki, or any of that.
Right.
And on top of that, I went to college, and I have a college degree. But yet and still, when I hop in my car, I'm not allowed to drive the car that I drive, and I don't even drive a fancy car. I just drive a newer car. But I can't drive a newer car in the suburb that I live in, where 60% of the population of my suburb is Caucasian. 60%. But yet and still, I make more money than a lot of people who live in my suburb.
Right.
But yet and still, I'm looked at because, like, I'm not shit. You people are a minority. And this calling people out their names and all of this other shit is, like, literally ridiculous and crazy. And thinking that you're going to get away with it is more funny. Remember, back in the day, they didn't have cell phones where they could record you. So every time you say something ignorant, odds are somebody's got a cell phone with a camera on it and they're recording.
Mm-hmm.
Odds are someone's house has cameras on it if you get to the right angle. Odds are somebody's store has cameras. As a matter of fact, most stores have cameras on them. I'm telling you, you can't run and let you go completely off the grid. Now, there are people in this country that do live off the grid. I don't know any of those
mm-hmm.
people because I live on the grid. So,
oh, yeah.
Since I live on the grid and not off the grid, I can't tell you, no one's supposed to live off the grid, don't know nothing about the internet or have chosen to not deal with it. They don't have
correct.
A cell phone. These people who live off the grid live completely off the grid.
Correct.
I'm tired. I'm tired of the ignorance. And for you states, I think Oklahoma is one of them. For you people in these states where the COVID cases are going up, did y'all not watch the news for the past 2 or 3 months, what was going on in Seattle and New York and Michigan and the upper East Coast? So y'all thought that because it got warm outside, y'all could go do, what's that saying, and I had said it before, wasted white girl? Is that term? You know the term
Wasted white girl? I don't know about that one. Usually that one would have been on Mad Dog 2020.
But I'm talking about like when people go out and get drunk and it's like, I might be like a wasted white girl or something, whatever it is. I'll have to go look it up because the police department here actually posted it and said, and they were being very serious about the wasted white girl thing. And there was a white police department in a white city that posted it. And I personally would have been offended if somebody would have posted that. And that's why that's a difference. Because I got offended for the wasted white girl, and I'm not even a wasted white girl. I was like, damn, I took offense to that. Because I still thought that it was inappropriate.
Right.
And that's the difference. Black people, when we see inappropriate, we see inappropriate. And calling somebody a wasted white girl from a police department, or whatever that term, it's something about wasted white girl. That's all I know. But
okay.
I took offense to it. And like I said, I'm not a white girl and I don't get wasted. But another thing I could say, now y'all done went out here to these clubs. Now, Texas had to close the bars down. Florida, I think, said you can only drink outside. They're closing down the beaches. I don't know what y'all are doing in Oklahoma. But all these states where, and I can't name them all because they're southern states, but Arizona, who said fucking golfing was a necessity, you know, now they got a spike in it.
Right.
I want to know. What's up with all y'all who, and not you, Greg, because I know you've been staying away from everybody as much as you can, but who thought that when it got hot, warmer outside, that it meant drop all everything? You know, fuck it. Yeah. We're going to go out here and we're going to act like it's 1999.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing. I mean, most of the states, Florida, Texas, Arizona, Arkansas, a little bit Oklahoma-ish. Yeah, a lot. And Southern California. Most of the people that are testing positive are 20 to 30 year olds, 35 year olds. I was like, really? You're going to go out and party because you can? I was like, you're a fucking idiot, you dumb fuck.
And your daughter is a nurse, isn't she?
She is a CNA. I mean, it's
and
like,
I'm sure
really?
That she ain't acting crazy.
Oh, fuck no. I was supposed to go fishing with her today and her boyfriend. It's like, nah, I got too much stuff to do around here at the house. And I mean, I'm dying to find out if they had any luck at the new lake that we haven't been to before. If not, yeah, okay. We're going back to the old stomping grounds on this Friday coming up because, yeah, I want to catch some fish with some new lures.
But I just want to know, what's up with these folks doing this dumb shit?
Well, that's
and
thing.
You know
they
what?
Think,
and
oh,
like
we're open back up.
But here in Michigan,
yeah.
The COVID cases, we had one more. So far, I haven't watched the news today because I didn't want to get more pissed off. One bar.
Correct.
In the city of East Lansing. So far, it started with like 20 people from this one bar in East Lansing.
Oh,
yes. It has gone to 81 people as of yesterday that have all caught COVID. People.
I did hear something about that today.
And I don't know if it's more, but they keep linking, and they're telling people, if you went to that bar, self-isolate for 2 weeks. And I'm telling
mm-hmm.
everybody, listen, y'all keep that shit up there. Y'all wanted to open up so fucking bad. Y'all can stand the governor. Y'all talked about the shit that she was doing. Now y'all got what the fuck y'all wanted, and look, now y'all sick.
Yep.
Now you got 2 weeks of where you can't go to work, you can't do shit. You in fucking straight-up self-isolation.
Right.
And the fucking bar had to close.
Yep. And most of them are in Texas and Florida because restaurants have to be 50% period. Oklahoma. Well, that's the thing. Oklahoma, we are not moving towards that another issue. They're wanting money as fast as possible. So, bars going to be first things to shut down. And, yep, most of the bartenders in mom-and-pop type places cannot file for unemployment. So
now,
in
the city of Detroit, the mayor came out and told the bars, because for anybody who hasn't been to Detroit in a number of years, downtown Detroit is like the hopping spot. This is where,
mm-hmm.
put like, everybody's going. If you're under the age, well, actually, I go down there also, but not like the folks under the age of 50. But because we have the casinos, really everybody, it doesn't matter if you're 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, or whatever. Everybody go, the casinos are not open, so you don't have the older crowd down there yet, but the clubs are back open, and the mayor came out and said, for those of y'all who are violating, guess what, we're shutting your asses down, because we will not be shut down again by the governor. And he was adamant, and
right.
my understanding, he went cracking down on them bars and restaurants that were not adhering to the rules, and I tell everybody, I really don't leave and go. I don't leave out my home. I'm a homebody. I'll be the first one to say that I'm a homebody. I really thought that when my children became adults, I was going to be partying and running the streets more.
Yeah.
I still have a job. So, really, I won't be doing a lot of that until I retire because I've been preparing for it. Now, do I travel more? Yes. When I say I want to go somewhere, if I really want to go, oh, believe me, I got a plane ticket in my hand to go. So, let's make that clear.
Yep.
I will hop on a plane and go somewhere, and I do weekend trips. Am I doing what I thought I was going to do? No. When you talk to me, I'm not sitting in Paris or Rome or whatever. One of the reasons why is because, see, I'm still leery. I used to live overseas, and I think that once you live outside of the country, that type of traveling just doesn't amuse you as much. And I say
right.
that because
right.
people say, oh, I want to go here and I go there. But I've actually lived outside of the U.S. for 3 years. So I have a different attitude about going outside of the country than other people. Because
mm-hmm.
I haven't just gone out and, like, been on vacation and say, oh, it's nice. I've lived in another country. So I'm not going to say the thrill is gone, but when I look at going outside the country, like, I want to go to Paris because I've never been to Paris. But everywhere I go, I want to go for shopping. So if there's no good shopping at a reasonable price, like, I would love to go to Abu Dhabi, to go to their open markets, not for the food, but their clothing
yeah.
and all of that stuff. That's what
oh,
I
yeah.
like. And that's the type of shopping I like. I really don't like retail shopping. I like going places where they're still on the barter system. I like to haggle for what I'm going to buy. We don't
oh, yeah.
haggle over prices here in the U.S. You know,
oh, hell no.
You got a few stores that might allow you every now and then, but overall, the price that you see is the price that it is. There's no negotiating. So I,
mm-hmm.
since I got into the habit of bartering when I lived overseas, I only want to go places where I have to barter. Now, for my food, I'm not trying to really barter for, you know. I'm not going to play that game. I'll keep that real.
Right.
But when it comes down to my clothing and electronics and all that stuff, I like the art of the haggle. I like the bargain.
Mm-hmm.
And our culture is the only culture that doesn't understand that you go to another country, you're insulting them if you don't barter with them.
Yeah. Well, that's...
But everybody, this is our last week until September 13th. I'm going to bring Randy on because I don't want him to think that I'm ignoring him sitting there. But we're going on to our summer break. So don't come looking for us next week, but closer to the end of July, I want you guys to start look on Facebook Live, and I will be popping up. It'll be closer to the end of July, but when I start popping up, you guys will be able to interact with me. It'll be always in the middle of the day, and it'll always be on a Saturday. Every now and then I might pick a Sunday, but 9 times out of 10, it's going to be a Saturday. I'm going to pop up, and I will be doing Facebook Live, so you guys will have like an hour on a Saturday to interact with me. You know, I'm going to try to go on a regular schedule. I'm going to test it out in a few weeks, but because I don't know the exact date that I want to go live, I'm not going to say it because I don't have an idea of what day I'm going to go live. But just
right.
be looking
right.
towards the end of July. But let me bring in Randy. Hey, Randy.
Hey, beautiful. How you doing?
I'm all right. How you doing?
I'm doing okay. I'm doing okay. Hi, Greg. How you doing?
Good. How are you doing, man?
I'm doing good. Just relaxing. Still looking, hearing those damn fireworks.
Oh, yeah.
Every
That's
single
gonna happen
night.
For a little while.
Every single
night.
Yep.
And it's all over the country.
Yep. What's up, Randy?
I'm sorry, what was saying, Randy?
What's up with the fireworks? I mean it's freaking June.
Oh yeah. Well, we're
I'm gonna tell you what's
week.
Going on. You've got a lot of city where there would normally be a big fireworks celebration. Normally the last week of June going into the first couple of weeks in July, there's different fireworks celebrations. And I can tell you, like, last week we would have had fireworks here in Detroit. We didn't have our fireworks. They were canceled. So starting, like,
yep.
last week, they started firing them off. There's been a lot of complaints, even though there's ordinances. You have realized there are more places where these, where the M50s or whatever, they're allowed to be sold where they weren't before. These aren't the same grade that the city is using, but they're still putting on a nice show. So you get people who are willing to drop a couple of $100 on some fireworks.
Oh, yeah.
You know, you get a 10 or 15 minute show out of that. And with the number of people and the number of places throughout the country that are not having fireworks shows, people are putting on their own fireworks shows. And that's all that's going
mm-hmm.
on. I don't care if you're in California, if you're in New York, you're in Baltimore, you're in Texas, you're in Detroit, you're in Oklahoma, you're in Florida, you're
yep.
in Seattle. It doesn't matter where you are in the country. There's no place in the country that has not seen a more than higher use of fireworks. They're talking about it here. I can tell you on Juneteenth, we set off fireworks. So with
yep.
us setting them off on Juneteenth, you got to look at it from Juneteenth up until Labor Day. You're really going to have fireworks going. And now,
oh, yeah.
at least here in Michigan more so, you're starting to see fireworks shot off on New Year's Eve because they've asked people not to shoot their guns because of the number of people were getting, you know, even though they weren't shooting their guns at people.
Mm-hmm.
Because of the speed of the bullets when they come down, and you never know where that bullet is going to come down at, they've, you know, some people, at least here, have resorted to, instead of shooting off guns, they're shooting off fireworks on New Year's Eve. So, and when
yep.
you think about it, when you go in other places in the world, they're shooting off fireworks for New Year's Eve. You know, we were the only idiots in this country that were shooting guns. Everybody else was shooting off fireworks.
Yeah. I mean, the craziest part about it is every freaking night, especially. I saw a person shooting fireworks on a roof. Look through my window. Someone on the roof shooting fireworks. Pew, 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 on the roof. This is late at night.
Yeah.
And I thought it was gunshots.
Well, that thing here, where I'm at, the past 3 nights or days, it's like, boom, big ones, which are the artillery shells that are supposed to light up the night. They're shooting them off at 4 or 5 o'clock in the daytime. It's like, are you kidding me? You're wasting that in the daylight? You fucking moron.
Let me ask, where did they get the money to pay for these fireworks? I mean, so like never, ever, ever, ever happens in my lifetime. Never in my lifetime. No fireworks in June. No fireworks for like Memorial Day, like last week in May. Never that.
Right, right. Well, most of them
here in
will
Michigan,
buy them
they start in June.
And save them.
And we have fireworks stores here. I mean, the fireworks stores set up right after Memorial Day here. We have actual brick and mortar stores here, and they advertise on TV. So believe me, like my daughter, she was able to order her fireworks and go pick them up because you got to be 21 to buy fireworks.
Mm-hmm.
But here in Michigan, and I can only speak for here, and I want to say in Indiana and Ohio because I've seen them, we have
mm-hmm.
brick-and-mortar stores, I mean, that are open year-round that sell fireworks. A lot of them, a few of them, you know, are, like, down low in the, they're low-key in the wintertime, so they may be only open certain days in the wintertime.
Mm-hmm.
But once it get warm outside, they full staff, and they hours are serious hours. They might be 10 in the morning to 9 o'clock at night. And when I tell you that they even have tents that pop up, and these are legal companies. We're not talking about somebody going someplace and buying some fireworks. We're talking about legally licensed companies that are selling fireworks. And Like I said, we shot fireworks off on Juneteenth. And my daughter said she spent like $120 on fireworks. And people in our neighborhood, you could tell that we were firing them off, and a few other streets were also firing off fireworks at the same time. And we literally had people stop, and they literally blocked off the street for a minute so that we could finish shooting off our fireworks, and we only did it for like 10 minutes. And
right. That's
just a big difference, that because I have a lot of trees around me, we had to make sure that we're very conscious that it had been dry, so we had a greater chance of something catching on fire, so we had to do the middle of the street. Well, I live on a semi-main street. So one of the people decided that they were going to, when they wanted to watch the fireworks, so what they did was they saw that we were doing it, and they actually took their car and they blocked the street where people couldn't get past and let people know, hey, this is only going to be for a couple of minutes, but they wanted people to be safe. Everybody doesn't do that.
Right.
But I live in a suburb where, for one, we have to be conscious. So we start, for us, we have to look at a whole lot of things. It's not just blowing off fireworks. We have to, we pretty much know when the planes are flying.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to look at when the planes are flying because I live near an airport. So we're looking at a lot of things, even though I'm not directly in the flight path. We look at all this when we fire off stuff just because of where I live at. So we're a little bit more conscious than they are, like, in a city that might not be close to the airport.
Mm-hmm.
Like, in Detroit, they could give a shit less because they're nowhere near an airport, mostly in the city. But in the suburbs, I've got three airports by me. Where I live, I literally have three airports. And if I count the little bitty runway that's, like, south of me, 40 miles south of me, that's a fourth one. So 40 miles south of me, I don't worry about, but within a 15-mile radius of me, there's three airports. I have the major airport and two smaller airports. And
right. They're
both running jets out of them. We're not talking about airports that can't land a jet. I've got two additional airports by me where jets are taking off at. And we're talking about charter flights that are jets. So I'm very conscious of it.
Mm-hmm.
But here, Randy, they've been shooting off fireworks in the month of June, as long as I can remember.
Mm, yep.
And that's because we actually have a big fireworks show.
Yeah. See, most everything here in Oklahoma has been shut down as far as Oklahoma City.
Mm-hmm.
And city limits, no fireworks. You can't buy, sell, nothing. Fire them, nothing. Now all the big displays have somewhat been canceled. Out in the, quote, far suburbs, being country, we can shoot them off out here. And Saturday, I'm going to a party, which is Party in the Pasture. Guy owns 160 acres, and, yeah, we are smoking a pig, shooting fireworks, and getting drunk with two bands. So, the farther you move away from the city, the more you can do is.
But yeah, Randy, the reason why you're hearing more fireworks, like they said, and they've talked about it here, because the big fireworks displays are not going on. Like, normally, I could sit in my house, and there's a city that's less than 10 miles from me. I could go onto a calendar and see when they're shooting off fireworks. Even the city that I live in, I could see when they're shooting off fireworks. Because even these small cities that normally would be doing fireworks, nobody's doing fireworks this year.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
So since they're not doing fireworks, people are taking it upon themselves. Hey, I want fireworks.
that's pretty much it.
And as long as they're selling fireworks, you're going to have people shooting them off. You know, I'm not going to speak I cannot speak on where anybody is getting money from because people are back working.
Mm-hmm.
And what people do with their money is what they choose to do. So
right.
I'm definitely not going to sit here and judge what people do with their money. And some people want to be happy and say, fuck it. You know what? I'm going to go on and spend this little bit of money. And I don't know how much fireworks cost in different places. I know what my daughter told me she paid. I knew I wasn't even looking at no fucking fireworks because I ain't trying to do it. But I had a daughter who was going to do it. You know, and that's one of the reasons, but we won't be firing them off on the 4th. You know, I'm sure plenty of my neighbors will be shooting off fireworks on the 4th.
Well,
on Labor Day,
I'm,
we might get a few.
I was about to say, if you think this is bad, wait till the 4th comes. Wait till the actual 4th comes. Even though they say something about no fireworks. I know we're not having fireworks in Baltimore or anywhere else this year. At least there. And all the major like street festivals and cultural type festivals where they have little booths selling food and all that and entertainment, all those outside ventures in my area, canceled. None. Zero.
Oh, yeah. I'll put it this way. The State Fair here in Oklahoma this week canceled. It's the first time in 13 years that the State Fair has ever closed since statehood.
Well, the State Fair in my area, Maryland, is still think about having it, even though it's a dumb idea. I think it's a dumb idea.
Yeah, ours is in September. Oh yeah, canceled. Done.
Our events have been canceled all the way up into September. You know, the governor here just allowed major sports to play, and when she said they could play, she said you could play, but you can't have no fans. So
yeah.
You know, we're already looking at football season. We're like, okay, we're getting ready to be watching football at home.
Yep.
And
same here.
You know, we pretty much accepted that we're going to be watching football at home. They're going to be playing, but we're going to be sitting at home. You know, which means what I can tell you is that I will probably be at a lot of football parties. There will be more football parties than there ever been, because if you think that people are going to be sitting at home by themselves watching football, you got another thing coming. You're going to have parties every damn weekend like a Super Bowl weekend. I'm serious.
Because
people are
going to
pick and choose, and that's what's going to happen. People are going to pick and choose, and if you got a group of people that you know and they got a house big enough, there will be football parties. I'm willing to put money on that.
I wouldn't be surprised.
I agree there. Big time.
I would not be surprised if it happens.
Not to mention baseball.
They're bringing that back. Oh, they're bringing that back. Think about the 25th.
Yeah.
16
games out of 160 plus games.
Uh huh.
So yeah, it's a very small season. Not to mention basketball.
And they're doing it by region. Well, basketball, they already said they're going to Florida, and now they're questioning them going to Florida because you know, you've had basketball players say, we're not doing it.
Well,
and you've got some baseball players
some
who said
posted. There has already been,
you know, so
you've got
some that said they're not going to do it. Right.
It's like, wow. And the baseball players,
they already got
paid for just those games and not the whole season.
Yeah. And they already got racing, no fans.
Oh, yeah.
Golf, no fans, hardly any fans.
Yep.
I mean, that's about the only two sports there is. right now.
Yeah, right now, it's either
and I
golf
to,
or
I meant to
NASCAR.
Talk about the, but I meant to talk about Belmont Stakes last week. I got to get that in real quick.
Mm.
You know that because the Belmont, if you, and for anybody who does not know this, if your state does not allow online gambling, there's no way you could bet on the Belmont. And I would have made money, but our racetracks are closed here, and we don't have
yep.
online gambling in the state of Michigan. And if you get caught
yep.
doing offshore gambling, you're not your money isn't guaranteed, so you want a gambling. And I'm telling you, people who do online gambling, you need to make sure your online gambling is based in the U.S. because if it's offshore, you might not get your money.
Yep. And
so,
now that you said that, yeah, we had the Belmont, what, last week or two?
Last week.
Last week. And
yeah.
I actually picked the winner of the Belmont. I had wrote it down. And but I didn't have – I had picked the winner of the Belmont. So, you know, I was more mad because you know I normally would bet. I was like, damn.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, I'm just fucked all the way around. Because I was looking for
yep.
some place to bet. I was like, okay, where can I go? Where can I go? And then I was thinking that I would have driven to Battle Creek, which would have been a two-hour drive for me. Well,
right.
come to find out that the casino in Battle Creek is not allowed to do sports betting yet. So I was like, I'm so fucked.
Well, that's the thing. You got to think now they've already had that race. And the Kentucky.
And then the Derby
is going to
be the
September.
Fourth. And then you got the Preakness after that. But I
yeah,
had Sister Law to win. I'm going to read you what who I had. This is what I had. I had the number 8, the number 1, and the number 2. It came out the number 8, the number 5, and somebody else. But the number 8 was Sister Law. The number
yep.
1 was Tap It to Win. And the number 2 horse was So Volatile. Now,
yeah.
the simple fact that I had Tis the Law, and we all know I would have probably put $5 on Tis the Law to win. That would have been about $25 or $30. I would have been happy. I was
oh,
like,
yeah.
really? I was like, I'm like, seriously, I can't even fucking win for nothing. I was like, no betting. So for anybody who don't, and I'm saying this because I was looking at, I was like, well, fuck it, I was just going to bet online. Well, I checked that I cannot sports bet online in the state of Michigan legally yet. And the ones who were authorized for horse racing aren't authorized in Michigan yet, which meant I would have had to do
right.
offshore betting. Well, the problem with offshore betting is that your money isn't, you're not, even though they try to keep it legit, if you get caught betting offshore and you win a lot of money, that's called tax evasion.
Yep.
So, I figured I'm really not trying to go for tax evasion if I win.
No. All right, now.
And then there's no guarantee when you bet offshore. There's no guarantee when you bet offshore
no.
that they're going to pay you. I mean, I could see them paying you because most of these are legit websites that have been up for a while. But I was like, I ain't even taking a chance. I'm good. Let me go on and keep my little money in my pocket. And be mad when the horse win, and I was mad when the horse won.
Now, here is my question, Miss V, and you know I love the Triple Crown just like you. Now, if that horse comes in on the next two races, is it still considered a authentic Triple Crown winner?
Yes.
Yes.
And the reason
yes.
being is that
no.
the reason
no.
being is that you're saying because of the order?
Doesn't matter the order. You look at the first race, then 2 weeks, second race, then 3 weeks, third race.
Mm-hmm.
Now you've got
because
June,
you're looking at the gap in time.
September. It doesn't matter if they go in order. You're looking at the time between all the races. So, if this horse wins the next two, I will not consider it a Triple Crown winner. Just just for the fact, how long did it take to get those three races won? 2 months?
Because of the big
rest. No, exactly. So it cannot be considered, quote, a triple crown winner. It would have
because
to be
normally it's done within 6 weeks.
Correct.
Well, this time it takes 2 months. 2 months to do that. 2-3 months to get a winner.
And
but they still
fine.
Haven't said when the Preakness is going to be. They've only said when the Derby is going to be. They have not even said when the Preakness is going to be.
Correct. And if you are an aficionado, love horse, it's like, no, you're not going to have a Triple Crown winner this year.
I don't know.
I can see that and understand that because I hadn't even thought about the time in between. You know what?
Yes.
Because when you think about it, there's 2 weeks between the Derby and the Belmont, and then another 2 weeks between the Belmont and the Preakness. And
yep. The
we're talking about 6 weeks,
three weeks. You got 7 weeks because the Preakness is the longest one.
It's 3 weeks after the Belmont, right?
Yep. You got 2 weeks, 2 weeks, 3 weeks.
Yeah, that's the way I see it.
And, yeah. Sorry. Okay. On paper, you won all three races. But how long did you have to rest between all three compared to when they started this? Yeah, way too much. Sorry. And especially, I mean, damn, if you won all three this year, okay, well, what's the Breeders' Cup? Okay, yeah, okay, you're a big, fat, lazy boy, won the Breeders' Cup, too. And that happened 6 months later.
And the Breeders'
wow.
Cup is, but see, the Breeders' Cup is normally in September, so I don't even know how they're going to do that because the Breeders' Cup is normally in September.
Correct. So, yeah, it's like, yeah, okay.
Because your season actually starts in December. Because your season normally starts at Santa Ana in December, so I don't know how the hell they're going to do it because you can't start the races in Santa Ana in December and call that the beginning of the season when you're still finishing up.
No. No.
Because if I'm not mistaken, the Breeders' Cup ends the season in Santa Ana, and you start your racing season in Santa Ana.
Correct. I mean, you've got the qualifying that happens early on. Then you have the Derby. The what? Preakness, then Belmont?
Mm-hmm.
Then, after those races, then you go to the Breeders' Cup.
And that's where you get your break at because you get your break after the Preakness for the Breeders' Cup because everybody who runs in the Breeders' Cup doesn't run in those previous races.
Correct.
Because your Derby
and
winner can easily say, I'm not going to do the Breeders' Cup.
Right. But if you have a Triple Crown winner, you want to run that Breeders' Cup because it verifies that this is the best horse in the world. And the stud fees are astronomical if you win that and Breeders' Cup. Just like what? American Feral did all that. And yeah, it's like, yeah. And see, Secretariat never ran Breeders' Cup.
Right.
Even though he was the best horse that year. So, yeah, me, I mean, yeah, okay, I watch the race. Yeah, okay, yep, that's a good horse. Damn, I wish it would have been better. I mean, had it gone.
Well, since I couldn't bet, I'm like, you know, my interest is gone because I couldn't bet. So.
Exactly.
It's like, okay, I can't bet on the race, so what's the point of me watching it? And being somebody who actually bets on the races, I'm like, okay, I'm good. Fuck it.
Yeah. I mean, that's the way I look at it. I don't even know if I actually got – no, actually, I did watch it because I got done with work early enough to where I could, and it's like, okay. I just couldn't get excited about it.
Well, I talked to the channel, and then after I went to the channel and they hadn't started it yet, I went back and watched something else, and next thing I know, something popped up on my news feed saying that Tis the Law had won. I was like, oh, shit. I was like, oh, well.
Yeah, that's it.
Oh, let me ask you guys something. Either you are fans of the Olympics or you watch the Olympics?
Oh, yeah.
I like watching the Olympics.
You know, they're not having it this year. This is the first time ever, at least in my lifetime, that they cancel Olympics for the next year. So it's going to be sort of like an off year, usually every 4 years.
Oh, yeah.
Well, they're not having
really
it this
year. Every 2 years we have Olympics. And this is going to throw off the Winter Olympics because Summer Olympics being next year, you're going to come right after the Summer Olympics and then have the Winter Olympics.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, it's going to throw everybody off.
Well, the whole thing is the biggest thing is for the athletes that are aging, you know, where this may have been their final one.
Oh, yeah.
So they've talked to a lot of them, and they've said that, you know, they're just going to push harder to try to do next year, and then they'll probably make next year their retirement year. So they've been talking to the athletes.
Yep.
And the athletes said that it sucks, but they'd rather be safe because you like, what happened is a lot of athletes said, we're not going to go. And the IOC actually came out after so many countries said, we will not go, that they really have no choice but to cancel because boycotting for different reasons is one thing, but when you have a country say, hey, this is too dangerous for our athletes.
Right.
The IOC had no choice but to listen.
Yep. It's a big deal. And this was going to be the Summer Olympics in August.
Japan.
This year in
Japan.
Japan. Yep.
Supposed to be like August or something? August something?
Yeah.
July.
July?
July going into August.
Mm-hmm. See, this is the first time ever. Ever in the history of the Olympics.
Yeah.
No, they said during World War II it was canceled. It was one of the other wars that was also canceled.
Yes. Yes.
Either
that's
one or
okay.
two.
Oh, okay. All right. I guess I'm wrong. Well, let's just say it's the first time in my lifetime.
1942 or 1944. Somewhere. I think the Olympics happened in 38 in Germany.
No,
36. So 42.
No,
36 okay,
in Germany. 36.
Okay, so 40, they would have happened. Then 44, they would not have happened.
Right.
So, yes, thank you, James, on that for the year in Germany.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, it was 44, correct.
Yes, 44. Well, I meant to say it was the first time in my lifetime since I've been living that they
correct.
That they canceled.
Correct.
Let
and
me correct
same
myself
here.
On that.
Well, same here. I mean, just like now. I mean, this year, I mean, I've seen nothing like this before since
mm-hmm.
I've been alive. And we all three have been in basically five decades.
Yeah.
That this has never happened.
Well, you got that right.
Well, I can tell you that this summer, I don't want to hear anybody, young people, complaining about, I'm bored this summer. Guess what? We are fucking bored together. Because young people love to say, I'm bored. I ain't got nothing to do. Guess what? Welcome to the fucking club. Because we are all bored together. I don't care if you live in Oklahoma, you live in Baltimore, you live in doggone Michigan, you live in California. Guess what? We all ain't nobody got a fucking life this summer.
That's right.
Yep.
Get back, kick up, learn how to go walking more, go ride a bike, get a new hobby, because we all getting ready to be miserable together this summer. So I don't want to hear nobody saying, I'm bored, I ain't got nothing to do. Find something to do.
Yep.
How about you go pick up a book and read it? How about you go take up a hobby like fishing? I don't do sunny shit, so I will not be fishing. Let's get that clear. Go.
I love
go for
it.
A walk.
Now,
not
anyway.
Also,
I love
now, I like to eat fish. I like to go fishing. I have never been able to bring myself to hook a minnow. I have never been able to bring myself to take the hook out of the fish's mouth. I've never been able to bring myself to put the worm onto the bait. I mean, onto the hook. No, I'm serious. Now, I will sit there and let somebody bait my shit, and I will cast my reel. I know how to cast it. I used to have my own fishing pole. But you would never know with all that shit that I will not touch it.
I love it. My daughter.
We even used to go trolling.
Still,
if anybody knows about trolling is like some of the best fishing out there.
All
you
right,
go trolling in the boat?
Yeah. Running trout lines or jugs?
I don't know. All I know is we used to go trolling.
Oh, trust me. Yep, you got to come back here. Yep, we'll go fishing.
I don't touch that shit. And I ain't going to fish with nobody this summer.
I can do all that. We'll take it all back. I'll cut it, clean it, play it. Yep, we're going to have some fish.
Give me a couple of years, I'm going to take you up on that. But right now, I'm keeping my black ass here in Michigan because I ain't trying to catch nobody's fucking germs. I ain't trying to fucking catch COVID-19. I barely leave my house. I speak to my neighbors from a distance. I say, hey, how you doing? Nice seeing you. You know, I'm just keeping it real. And I'm not apologizing to nobody about that.
Amen.
But I want everybody to have a great summer because we will not be back until September 13th, people. But I want you guys to enjoy yourself, be safe. Remember, Karen, don't call nobody else the N-word again because you will get your ass beat again. But all you Karens, y'all have a good summer. Learn that y'all are great. Learn how to talk to people. Everybody else who is not Karen, I want y'all to have a great summer. Enjoy yourselves. Be safe. And we will we'll see you guys in September. Bye.
Bye.
Show me.
Bam. Yo, I don't think we should talk about this.
Come on, why not?
People might misunderstand what we're trying to say, you know?
No, but it's a part of life.
And the radio might not want to play this record either.
But everybody has sex.
I know, but everybody should be making love.
That's true.
You know what I'm saying?
Come on.
Let's talk about sex.